Welcome back to the second hour of Sedona Dreams, and we have our very special guest, our regular guest, David John Oates, who is the discoverer of reverse speech, the voice of the unconscious mind, and he comes to us all the way from Adelaide, Australia. Welcome back, David.
Thanks, George. Always a pleasure.
And because David has 30-plus years of research, we have virtually inexhaustible supply of data and reverse speech.
Yeah, we haven't even really scratched the surface of my research yet. We're coming out with current reversals mainly, and that's what we're going to do again today. Look at some of the reversals on the newsmakers and see what's going on inside their hidden thoughts. So,
All right.
Okay, I thought I might start off with one. I love this one. I posted this on my Facebook page, and it's had quite a few comments. It's a very telling reversal. So here is Barack Obama talking about Obamacare.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
I think they had more than a glitch and a bump. And reversal says, our money and our skills suck. There we go.
Our money and our skills suck.
What a great reversal.
That is a classic. Wow, what a fantastic first reversal. And so apropos.
Yeah, that's classic. Hey, let's just run the whole lot again. We're going to run the forward. So here's the forward.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
Glitches and bumps. And here's the reversal, our money and our skills suck.
There it is.
Make of that one what you will.
I think we can make of it a pretty specific reference to the state of the economy and the government today and the wrangling going on and who better than Barack Obama to have said it.
Yeah, well, he said it very well, and if any reversal goes viral, that's the one that should go viral. It's just such a classic reversal.
It's got to be one of my all-time favorites.
It's just a great one, isn't it? yes, I thought I'd start off the show with that one. All right, we're going to look at some more on Obama. Here we have reversal number two. Let's run this forwards.
And here's the thing. Unlike the last time they threatened this course of action, this debate isn't really about deficits. In fact, our deficits are falling at the fastest pace that they have in 60 years. By the end of this year, we will have cut our deficits by more than half since I took office.
Oh, yeah, rave on, John. And backwards, he says, how we worry.
What we worry.
So he's sort of speaking confidently forwards. Okay, and this is about the debt ceiling, of course, and internally he's worried. I don't know. I was hoping to be able to come out with a prediction on whether they're going to extend the debt ceiling or not, but I didn't get any reversals that specifically told me. So anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, here we have Obama being somewhat arrogant.
There'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps, and there'll be stories that can be written that says, oh, look, this thing's, you know, not working the way it's supposed to, and this happened and that happened. And that's pretty much true of every government program that's ever been set up.
And this one says, in their walk, I'm right.
the Maringorf Membrex, the Maringorf Membrex, the Maringorf Membrex.
Just saying it. And, Jenny believes he's right. This is why there's no negotiation. That's why the government shutdown is still continuing, okay?
Well, you couple that one, our money and our skills suck, and that's it in a nutshell, is it not?
Yeah, that really says it all. I can't say it any better than a reversal can say it.
You know, I think actually Obama, and especially based on what you've just played so far, actually he speaks a lot more truthfully in reverse than he does in his forward speech.
Yes, he certainly does. All right, so here's the next one.
Yeah, Democrats don't like voting for the debt ceiling when a Republican's president, and yet you never saw a situation in which Democrats suggested somehow that we would go ahead and default.
Now, I don't know whether this reversal is an internal dialogue talking to himself or while he's talking to the Republicans. He may have to play the forwards again and see if we can glean it out. But he says, "Our surrender, your beat." Here we go.
I'll surrender your beat.
So is he telling the Republicans to surrender or is he telling himself to surrender? Let's play the forwards again, see if we can work it out.
Yeah, Democrats don't like voting for the debt ceiling when a Republican's president, and yet you never saw a situation in which Democrats suggested somehow that we would go ahead and default. I'll surrender your beat.
What a shame. I can't tell whether he's telling himself to surrender or the... Now, I'm going to run the whole lot backwards. I'm going to hear where that is in the conversation.
Often the hell do we want? Stand by and let's decide the sacrament. Show me, show us this. I'll surrender your beat.
Right there was the reversal.
Yeah, there it was. So what's he saying? Forwards?
But you never saw a situation in which...
Well, that doesn't tell us anything, David.
You must have found these yourself.
No, I didn't find these myself. Why do you ask? What do you say?
Because they're so darn good. I mean, I take my hat off to the individual that found them, because you were mentioning the last time that you didn't have time to actually look for these.
No, I don't have time. Well, this was found by a man named Brian, and that's all he wants to be known by.
Brian is an excellent finder of reversals, and he's got a forward which gives context enough forward, because that was the problem last week. There wasn't enough of the forward, which is now, listeners, this is one thing you learn when you study reverse speech. The forward that you excerpt is going to be almost always a bit larger, a good bit larger in some cases than the reversals, so that you can give context. Because if you're finding hundreds of reversals, you're not going to remember the context as we demonstrated last week, where some people had sent in reversals to David without a larger amount of forward to give context.
Yeah, we certainly need the context. There's no doubt about that. These are good reversals. You know, Brian's been doing reverse speech for, he goes right back to the 90s. So he's been doing reverse speech for 15-plus years now. So he's just one of the many hobbyists out there who I'm in contact with. So I think when he's saying surrender your beat, I don't think he's talking to himself. I think he's talking to the Republicans. But then I don't know.
Well, sometimes the reversals will be a little bit cryptic, and that's unacceptable.
Right. Yeah. All right, here's another one from Obama.
Without the cooperation of a handful of governors, particularly large states like Florida and Texas, that you can fully implement these.
I think it's harder. There's no doubt about it. We will implement it.
And this one says, "I bled under."
I bled under.
Well, it's certainly there, isn't it? Let's get the question again. Hang on.
Without the cooperation of a handful of governors, particularly large states like Florida and Texas, that you can fully come out.
I think it's harder. There's no doubt about it. We will implement it.
Okay.
Blood under.
Yeah, blood. I think he means he's been damaged through this. I don't know what he's talking about implementing here. He's saying we will implement it. This must be about healthcare. This must be about Obamacare, I think. And I bled under. He's been damaged. He's been hurt by it. And of course he has. The implementation has been horrendous. All right, here we have another one that utilizes a metaphor. There we go.
In the event of a government shutdown, hundreds of thousands of these dedicated public servants who stay on the job will do so without pay. And several hundred thousand more will be immediately and indefinitely furloughed without pay.
Now, this is a very telling reversal. Wow. Leading the evil Rome. Here we go.
Leading the evil Rome. Leading the evil Rome.
Wow.
Leading the evil Rome.
Wow, that's a clear one, isn't
it? Now, there's a metaphor in David's metaphor dictionary, which he has compiled during the last 30 years of research, which Rome is the metaphor. So, and, of course, the unconscious mind thinks in metaphors. David, what does Rome mean?
Rome is a metaphor. Comes from, obviously, the Roman Empire. It means to expand our world, to build our kingdom. You think of the Roman Empire marching forward, conquering countries as it went, you know. It's actually quite a good metaphor. I use it a lot when I'm working with my business clients, you know. It's an image that I will use. I'll have them, seeing them build the city of Rome, or go to the marketplace and trade and sell with the merchants. So, but in this case, I think Rome, obviously, in this case, refers to America. He's equating America with the Roman Empire. And because he's leading the evil Rome. See, look, Barack has consistently had a history of negative reversals. I mean, ever since he's been in office. On your previous show before this one, I was playing them all the time, you know. And leading the evil Rome. He's denigrating America in this reversal. Okay. Huh. So let's run the forwards again.
In the event of a government shutdown, hundreds of thousands of these dedicated public servants who stay on the job will do so without pay. And several hundred thousand more will be immediately and indefinitely furloughed without pay.
And here's reversal.
Leading the evil Rome. Leading the evil Rome. Leading the evil Rome.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, there's more truth coming out in the reversals than we'll ever hear from those politicians and forward speech. That's for thought.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, here's another one on Obama. Let's run this one forward.
And that we would rather have people getting regular checkups than going to the emergency room because they don't have health care. If we keep that in mind, then we're going to be able to drive down costs.
And this one says, that'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid.
No, I think it's they'd be stupid, actually.
That'd be stupid.
Huh, I can't get that first word.
The first reversal that David played is David has a very strict system of qualifying genuine reversals. And as we go through these series of programs, we'll talk about that. But the highest level of clarity you heard in the first reversal that David played. And now this one is a lower quality reversal than the first one. So that's why, you know, we're listening two or three times to try to determine exactly what it's saying.
Yeah, I mean, the be stupid is there, but I think the that'd be, or I don't know whether it's that'd be or they'd be.
Yeah, if you get to a point like a lot of times when you get to a point like that where you can't actually,
you just ditch it.
You toss it out. If there's any ambiguity, you toss it. It has to meet the strict criteria that, and there's a perfect example. We would typically toss that one out and not document it as a reversal.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I'll play it one more time.
That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, can't get that first word. See, there you go.
It might be bad, be stupid. It might be they be snooping. You know, you just can't tell. So it's not clear enough, and you have to toss it out.
Yep. All right. Here's another one on Obama. Here's the forwards.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat. And you can anticipate that will hurt your credit, which means that in addition to debt collectors calling, you're going to have trouble borrowing in the future. And if you are able to borrow in the future, you're going to have to borrow at a higher rate.
And this one says you're all pathetic.
You're all pathetic.
You hear that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there you go. That's another one from Obama. All right. Moving on. Here's one from Bush, George W. Bush.
Obama described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out.
And this one says, America recovered.
I'm America recovered.
Got that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and America did recover, I guess. I mean, it depends on your point of view on that one, I suspect. Yeah. All right.
Just think, David, you know, their first thing they do is they threaten to cut vital services like Social Security, where people have already paid into the fund, disabled veterans benefits, or they've already shut down a lot of the national parks. My understanding is the state of Arizona is dipping in to reopen the Grand Canyon. But the point is, they always threaten people with that, and yet just think, a few weeks ago they had millions and millions and millions of dollars to bomb Syria.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Very strange. All right. Here we have Boehner. What's his first name? I can't think of his first name. Speaker of the House. And, let's run this.
The vans and butts, the candy and nuts. Every day they Christmas.
I don't know what that's about. I think I heard Obamacare in there somewhere. Let's play it again.
The vans and butts, the candy and nuts. Every day they Christmas.
He's talking about Obamacare. Back when he says, I need patience.
I need patience.
Very clear. Yeah, see, now that's a very clear reversal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, obvious. That's a V5, that one. Here, I'll run it again.
I need patience.
Does need patience, too, in the situation America finds themselves in. Oh, here's one that some Democrats will agree with.
I think the president wants to deal with America's pressing problems just as much as we do. But in order to deal with these pressing problems, we've got to sit down and have a conversation that leads to a negotiation that begins to solve these problems for the future and for, frankly, our kids and our grandkids.
This one says, please just remove me.
That's a five.
Yeah, that's a classic one, isn't it? So, Boehner. He's Speaker of the House, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Please just remove me.
There it is again.
Please just remove me.
Yep, so there we go. Democrats would agree with that statement, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, here's a chap called Cantor. Now, I don't know who this is, so hang on, let me go... and see if there's any description in the email where he sent me reversal. So, Brian. Cantor produced the word hear me lose. Ah, it was a man in the attached picture. Who is this? Okay. Anyway, well, let's just play it. I'm not too sure what this is about. Here we go.
We're coming there with an idea of working together. We're coming there to find common ground. To find common ground that will deal with these economic drivers that harm the economy. the drivers that continue to add debt. So when we make an offer today for a temporary extension, we're looking for a structure that puts us on a path to get a budget, to take care of the debt, and move this economy in a stronger position and have all American work.
So this proverb's not going to mean much because I don't know who's talking. It says, hear me, lose.
Hear me, wuss.
Wow, gee whiz, I wish we knew who that was.
That sounds like to me is hear me, wuss.
Oh, really? Okay, let's play it again.
Hear me, wuss.
Oh, yeah. Hear me, wuss. I can hear that. You're absolutely right, yeah. All right, well, anyway. Okay, here's a chap called Major Garrett. I don't know who Major Garrett is. Anyway, let's just play it.
And in previous aspects of American history, President Reagan in 1985, President George Herbert Walker Bush in 1990, President Clinton in 1997, all signed deficit reduction deals that were contingent upon or in the context of raising the debt ceiling. You yourself four times have done that. Three times, those were related to deficit reduction or budget maneuvers.
This one says, gotta respect an ass.
Gotta respect an ass.
Oh!
Gotta respect an ass. Gotta respect an ass.
Yeah, that's something we can never say in forward speech, but to my knowledge, there are no restrictions on reverse speech because they officially say that it doesn't exist. So, again, that would put them in a real quandary if on the one hand they say, that's not a permitted reversal, and then simultaneously say they maintain that reversals don't exist.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's an interesting.
Let's go on to the next one.
All right, no worries. Here's Nancy Pelosi. Here we go.
So I point three, Harry Reid points three, Mitch McConnell points three, John Boehner, you know, House and Senate, Democrat, Republican, through this table of 12.
So it says, hear self-doubt.
Hear self-doubt. Hear self-doubt.
Yep.
Hear self-doubt.
Yeah, oh, boy. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't believe in herself. Well, I'll be interested.
Yeah. There's more reversals we just can't say in forward speech, so.
Yeah, that's true. All right, here's one on Rand Paul.
If you don't raise the debt ceiling, what that means is you'd have a balanced budget. It doesn't mean you wouldn't pay your bills. We should pay the interest, and we should never scare the markets. So if I were in charge, I would say absolutely we will never default. And I would pass a law saying that the first revenue, every month, the first revenue has to go to pay the interest.
And that's my
sense. Oh, boy.
Stay calm while the rate's horrendous. Here we go.
Stay calm while the rate's horrendous.
Yep.
Stay calm while the rate's horrendous.
There it is.
Stay calm while the rate's horrendous.
Well, that's very interesting. Rand Paul would say that. Of course, we know that the money system that is in place today, the Federal Reserve, of course, is a private central bank, not a public central bank, and all the money created through the banking system is loaned into circulation with interest. So in that process, the volume of money is always less than the debt because the debt is the principal plus interest, whereas the money supply is only principal. So what Rand Paul is talking about, paying the interest, the Federal Reserve created that out of nothing. And then the corollary to that is that the debt's not payable. So I think it shows where Rand Paul's priorities are in putting the interest of the Federal Reserve Bank ahead of the national interests of the United States. We could, after all, and none of these politicians has even mentioned it, we could have the Congress do the its constitutional duty and issue money into circulation as the sovereign is supposed to without borrowing it from private central bankers. In that case, there would be no interest because the government wouldn't have to print up all these treasury bonds and bills. But again, a lot of what we're seeing tonight is very instructive because in case after case after case, these politicians are showing their hand. They're revealing their soul, and that's the power of reverse speech. No matter what they try to, how they try to obfuscate in their forward speech, no matter what garbage they're saying in forward speech, we've had several very clear examples tonight of just exactly what these people are thinking.
Yep. Yeah. So let's play this one again. I'll run the forwards first. Here's the forwards.
If you don't raise the debt ceiling, what that means is you'd have a balanced budget. It doesn't mean you wouldn't pay your bills. We should pay the interest, and we should never scare the markets. So if I were in charge, I would say absolutely we will never default. I would pass a law saying that the first revenue every month, the first revenue has to go to pay the interest.
And we'll play that when we get back.
Right after the break, we'll be back with David John Oates.
When I first saw the president speaking to me in a YouTube clip posted to my Facebook page, I knew he was going to be right all the time. So I support World War III and IV and any moon war the president may want to start.
I mean, there is no way that he or the cabal of corporate interests, spy agencies, and shadow bankers that tell him what to do would ever mislead us.
The $1.6 trillion that we raise will help create a war that truly puts the liberal in neoliberal. There will be thousands of organic grass-fed bombs, hybrid Prius tanks, rockets controlled by iPads, and drones that play the Lumineers while they attack.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Broadcasting worldwide, in complete defiance of the U.S. Patriot Act and the NDAA.
This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network.
All right, we're back for the second half hour. That is reversespeech.com. That's reversespeech.com, and I would urge all of you listeners, especially you new listeners, to check it out. There you can find literally thousands of reversals. You can find David's books that he's written, which are available for sale, and also the software which enables you to isolate and zero in on reversals, very much advanced from the tape recorder days when David started out. And also you can find the information on how to sign up for the classes that David teaches on reverse speech. David.
Yeah, not too late to sign up for the class. We had our first class last weekend, but that was recorded. So if you want to get in now. All right. Okay, so we'll just play that forward section again. Here we go.
If you don't raise the debt ceiling, what that means is you'd have a balanced budget. It doesn't mean you wouldn't pay your bills. We should pay the interest, and we should never scare the markets. So if I were in charge, I would say absolutely we will never default. And I would pass a law saying that the first revenue every month, the first revenue has to go to pay the interest.
Here he is. Stay calm while the rates horrendous.
Stay calm while the rates horrendous. Stay calm while the rates horrendous.
Stay
calm while the rates horrendous.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Keep calm and debt slave on.
Yeah. All right. Here we have Harry Reid. Now, Harry Reid's Democrat, isn't he?
This memorandum follows the September 17 memo and provides an update on the potential lapse of appropriations. No more potential, Madam President, it's after midnight. Appropriations provided under the Consolidated Further Continuing Appropriation Act expire at 11:59 tonight.
Okay, this is about the government shutdown.
Unfortunately, we don't have any indication that Congress will act in time for the president to sign a continuing resolution before the end of the day tomorrow.
This one says, our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem. So long reversal. Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Yep.
Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
There it is.
Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Well, he is snaking the problem. Isn't he the guy who... See, this is where I'm...
There's so much corruption going on, it's just hard for me to keep track. I mean...
That's abysmal. Right. So, they deserve the problem that they're in, and they've got to... They've got to make it worse, I guess.
Well, I actually saw a poll not just a few days ago. You know, it said, which do you... have a higher opinion of Congress or dog poop, and I clicked on dog poop.
<That's funny. laughs> All right, here we have Harry Reid again.
How do you think they feel? Here's a president who less than a year ago won an election by 5 million votes. 5 million votes. Obamacare has been the law for 4 years. Why don't they get a life and talk about something else?
It says, telling a war gray in the soul.
Telling a war gray in the soul.
Oh, yeah.
Telling a war gray in the soul.
Very clear.
Telling a war gray in the soul.
That one's very clear, that one. All right. Well, there is a war over Obamacare, isn't there? And this problem is more than just surface. It's way down in the soul, gray, dark, gloomy. Wow.
Now, those of you new listeners who are tuning in, as David has demonstrated for years and will continue to demonstrate, David is a genius at finding and interpreting metaphors. And I would urge all of you to check out David's Metaphor Dictionary because... you will run across these metaphors all the time when you study reverse speech. It's just absolutely, a whole language of the unconscious mind. And David has mapped that and documented it. And you'll find those metaphors more easily when you know what to look for. You'll hear them, something that might not have made sense consciously. You'll be able to zero in on that reversal because you'll know which are the common metaphors, which are some of them that are not so common, but you'll actually hear something that might not have made sense, but it does make a lot of sense when you know the symbolism of that particular metaphor.
Yeah, and this one here, Grey in the Soul, not good. Let's run the whole lot again. Here's the Fords.
How do you think they feel? Here's a president who less than a year ago won an election by 5 million votes. 5 million votes. Obamacare has been the law for 4 years. Why don't they get a life and talk about something else?
Universal telling a war, Gray in the Soul.
Helena War, Gray in the Soul. Helena War, Gray in the Soul. Helena War, Gray in the Soul.
Yeah, that's a wonderful reversal. I mean, it's got that nice melodic sing-song tone to it. It's everything's there. Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear how that jumps out of the gibberish. Here we go.
Sly, it must stop it in the field. Let's get one out. Siri, you'll fall on the Siri canal. Love me and be out. Love me and be out. Yeah, I'm just going to go
right there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There
now, listeners,
right there.
Did you hear that reversal jump out from the gibberish?
Yep. Quite very obvious. Very obvious. I'll do it again.
Be out. Yeah, I'm just going to go green.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much a pristine reversal, that one. That's a great example. Now, here we have Mitchell, an astronaut. I don't know what the context of this is. Let's just play it.
Here's Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, explaining what happened with the Mitt Romney tape.
There's been a lot of discussion overnight.
This is not an astronaut. No. Wrong one. Andrea Mitchell? Hang on, let's have a look, see if I can get the email where that was sent to me on. Boner is Republican, of course. We played two on him. No, I can't see the email. Anyway, let's just play it.
The discussion overnight about a conversation you and I had yesterday. We ran clips of Mitt Romney in Cornwall, Pennsylvania, talking about his trip to Ottawa. Well, the RNC and the campaign both reached out to us saying that Romney had more to say about that visit, about federal bureaucracy and innovation in the private sector. We didn't get a chance to play that, so here it is now.
Then I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a little touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know, the sandwich comes in. You touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing. People in the private sector have learned how to compete. It's time to bring some competition to the federal government and to get it smaller and ever respond to the customers, which are you.
And now on to that other subject, immigration.
And here she says, we're making lies.
We're making lies.
Oh, well, typical politician. I wish I knew what the Ford was. She's obviously having a go at Mitt Romney and making up lies. So, okay, so there are all the reversals that Brian sent me that I'm going to play today. And we're going to finish off with the very first one, Our Money and Our Skills Suck, which would have to qualify as the reversal of the week. So here's the Fords.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
And here's reversal, our money and our skills suck.
Our money and our skills suck.
God, that's a great reversal.
Our money and our skills suck.
That's a great reversal. That's a classic. That's a great one. When I sent that one, I put that one straight up on my Facebook page. And, it's certainly reversal of the week, that one. So there we go. Now we were talking about metaphors before. Have I done a show on metaphors with you in this new show? I haven't yet.
We've touched on metaphors briefly, but nothing in depth.
No, I didn't think so. All right, well, we'll have to schedule a show when I don't have any more current mere political reversals to play. We'll do a special show where just on metaphors. So for the end of this show, let's just
we've got about 16 minutes.
Oh yeah, plenty of time yet. All right, let's just play. Let's just play some reversals on Bill Clinton. Here we go.
There still has not been a single solitary shred of evidence.
of anything dishonest that I have done in my public life, not only as governor, or not only as governor and as president.
And here he says, denied the habits, and I said, dang you.
Denied the habits, and I said, dang you.
Denied the habits, and I said, dang
you. See, that's a great reversal, too.
Denied the habits, and I said, dang you.
Nice and clear, and clear and apparent.
There's another very clear reversal, and that's interesting. Another example of the power of reverse speech. David has a reversal of Obama, and the object of his affection was from Oregon, and so
that
lady named Monica Lewinsky. So it's interesting what reversal he found.
Yeah, well, we'll play that one. Here we go.
I think it will become apparent as this case plays itself out that I did, in fact, do that. But I am not going to discuss that. The judge has given us strict orders not to discuss anything related to that case.
And he says, had sex with an Oregon madam.
That's accident on madam.
That's accident on madam. That's accident on madam.
See, I always think Oregon's not pronounced properly, that reversal, but people from Oregon tell me that's how it's pronounced up north. So there you
the context of that, of course, was he said, I never had sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And then he's talking about I've been given strict instructions not to comment. Well, he did comment in his reverse speech, did he not?
Yes, he did. And here's that famous clip, I did not have sex with that woman. Here we go.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you can clap, people, that were listening to his forward speech. But, again, let's play that one again in reverse. Here's the truth. And, of course, Monica Lewinsky, she went to college in Oregon, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
All right.
Well, this one says, I hate to say yes. Here we go.
I hate to say yes.
That's worse. He doesn't want to admit to it.
Okay, that's.
I hate to say yes. I'm not going to say yes to this.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't aware of you. I thought you were just playing the forward speech of where.
No.
He said, I never had sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, to reference to the previous. I didn't know there was a reversal in there.
Yeah, there was a reversal in there. I hate to say yes. There we go. So, and on the discussion of Monica, here's Clinton a week after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke.
Now, come on, you all voted for the agreement now, and everything's, you know, basically going in the right direction.
And he was at a conference in Ireland. He says in the verse, they're all boring me, Monica.
They're all voting me, Monica.
So there we go. All right, so, okay, so, now listen, here's a reversal that I used to make a prediction that Bill Clinton was going to have a crisis or some significant event in his presidency. I found this when he was re-elected for the second time. This is his acceptance speech.
In the last 4 years, we've made remarkable progress. But in our schools, our families, our workplaces, and our communities, our journey is not done.
And it says, world will come to damn you. And it did, too. He got impeached over it. So that's another instance where reverse speech is predicting a future. And... Here we have, here we have a controversial reversal, talking about the death of Vincent Foster.
Well, he came to see me on Wednesday, which was the day after he shot himself. It broke my heart. We've been friends for more than 40 years. We lived next to each other when we were little bitty kids. He was a remarkable man, and I miss him.
This special counsel says he's going to look into that, too. Is that fair game?
Well, I think, you know, because he had some files that were relevant to it, I think he has to look into what was there. And you know, whatever he wants to do is, you know, let him do that. That's not my business, Colin.
Here he says, silly hit, nerves are warm.
Silly hit, nerves are warm.
Ooh.
Silly hit, nerves are warm.
And again.
Silly hit, nerves are warm.
Very telling reversal.
Silly hit. Yeah. Well, there again, the truth will always come out in the reversals. So,
and there's always been a controversy over the death of Vincent Foster. He was found lying face up in a park with a gun in his hand. You know, I don't know. A lot of people say that it was a hit, and certainly Clinton's reversals seem to verify that.
There's a difference between someone committing suicide and being suicided.
Yes, that's exactly right. Here's another one from Clinton, and he's talking about Iraq.
There is more agreement than at first it appears about the necessity to push this thing through to the end.
And he says, let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin. Let's shoot for the assassin.
Very clear reversal. Anyway. Okay. And I hear he's talking about the FDA.
The health of our people, and especially the health of our children, must be paramount in our thinking, in our vision, and in our efforts. That's why a year ago I worked with the FDA and we launched.
And here he says, they pay for dope.
They pay the dope. They pay the dope. They pay the dope.
So there we go. So what's the FDA doing paying for dope, hey?
Oh, man, there's another telling reversal, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Begin to wonder why they kicked me out of the United States.
Well, this is now I don't know if our listeners know that entire story. So we've got about 8 minutes here. Again, there is a smear article on reverse speech in Wikipedia, but by people who have never studied, by their own admission, never studied reverse speech, and the citations are to other people who have never studied reverse speech. So I mean, it's just. They admit it in the article, so it's just ludicrous. But again, if something is so harmless or not powerful, so devoid of any real content, then why did they go to such great lengths to try to silence David? So you're in Adelaide, Australia now, but you used to live in San Diego. What happened?
Oh, many things happened. Where do I start? It started with our house fire. It was very interesting. I'd just gone public on Coast to Coast. Well, I'd done about 3 or 4 shows on Coast to Coast, AEM, and playing reversals on Clinton, some of the reversals I played here. And then we had a phone call one day, and a strange phone call to the office, and they said, make sure you're home tomorrow morning. We have a message to deliver to you. So anyway, so we're home the next tomorrow morning, and at 10:15 a.m., a fire bomb was thrown through the back office. Actually, no, it was the office shipping room, the back shipping room. And, of course, the whole house went up in flames. And ironically enough, the fire department, the two closest fire departments, both of them had their engines out getting service on that same day, if you can believe that. And so we didn't have fire trucks on the house for 45 minutes. And of course, by that time, it was too late, you know. So
how interesting.
Yep. And then, of course, then after that, we were broken into several times into the offices overnight. People were downloading data from my laptop, from my computers into some remote server in Virginia. We found one day a program running all of that. So, so it was quite intense. And here's a reversal on the house fire for those who haven't heard it. So,
and this is a mirror, what David has classified as a mirror image reversal.
Yep, so here's my secretary running in my office and saying, David, the house is on fire.
The sense of the class images, the sense of what?
David, yes?
The house is on fire.
What? The house is on fire. And he was in reverse, exactly the same. Well, one word difference. The house is on fire, our house is on fire. There it is. Yeah, so, you know, it was a whole series of events, and there was lawsuits. I was sued for defamation, and that was sort of a rather intense thing as well.
Now this, this was not an accidental fire. There was an accelerant. I mean, and the people knew exactly what part of the house they were setting a fire, and they knew exactly where David's office was.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, and there was an accelerant used. There's no doubt about that. And there was a whole lot of mysterious circumstances around the fire. We tried to get the police department to investigate arson, and they never would.
Well, there again, that's highly abnormal. So, listeners, draw your own conclusions.
Yes, indeed.
No fire trucks anywhere around. Police don't want to investigate. But, you know, there's really nothing to reverse speech, which is why they went to so much trouble to try to silence David. Makes sense to me. And if you buy that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona I'll sell you.
Well, I'm back in the public eye again, doing media reversals again. We're doing media reversals for about 3 months now. And, I steered away from them for many years, as you know, George. And but I'm doing them again now, so we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know. I'm in Australia now. Maybe I'm safe. I hope so.
Well, again, this is a powerful demonstration of this entire show. Is a powerful demonstration of just how accurate and how pinned like a laser zeroing in on what these politicians are really thinking, and you can see why they wanted to silence David, because this is very powerful technology.
A very powerful technology. Here's a funny one on Bill Clinton. This one.
A few months ago, and again this week, Bin Laden publicly vowed to wage a terrorist war against America.
Here he says, I am a snake oil terrorist.
I am a snake oil terrorist.
Well, now he didn't say they or some other person is, or point the finger outwardly. He said, I am.
I know.
And then snake oil, obviously we know what that reference is, because, this is how the older dictionaries define terrorism. They define it as a government that is at war with its own people. A perfect reversal to demonstrate that.
Yeah, classic reversal. All right, what else have I got on Bill Clinton?
Got about 1:52.
Okay, here's a quick one. This is a funny one. Bill Clinton's giving a speech, and his eyes glance down to an attractive woman in the front row.
Battling discrimination against mental illness, caring for children of veterans who suffer from a terrible disease.
And this one says, "See's little breast."
See's little breast. See's little breast.
I guess so.
See's little breast.
Oh, boy.
Typical Bill Clinton, got an eye for the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No question about it. The snake oil terrorist likes what he sees.
Now, listen, next week won't be a Halloween show, will it? It'll be the week after that. So stay tuned for the Halloween show, folks. Right. We're going to pull out all my satanic reverses.
Oh, that'll be an interesting one. Thank you, David.
Yeah. Thanks, George. See you next week, mate.
All right. And again, David's website is reversespeech.com. That's reversespeech.com. And I would urge all of you listeners to check that out, because you will find that for every unit of time you devote to the study of reverse speech, you will get richly rewarded. I've never found, in terms of time versus benefits, a more productive, profitable venture than to use discipline and study of reverse speech. It's a lot of hard work, but definitely worth it. We'll be back next time with more Sedona Dreams.